Anyone charged, meaning they haven't been convicted, of terrorism would be banned from having a gun under legislation introduced this week in Illinois. Calls for gun control have increased following a mass shooting earlier this month at an Orlando nightclub. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. The proposed ban would also apply to someone who made a terror-related threat and is considered by a school official, mental health counselor, or police officer to be a clear and present danger. The sponsor, Democratic State Representative Greg Harris of Chicago, describes it as a pause.
If you think about the folks who did the shooting in San Bernardino or in Orlando, once they've actually gone and done the act and done the shooting, it's a little late.
Harris says he's looking to prevent these tragedies while not interfering with law-abiding gun owners who hunt or who want a firearm for defense.
Several years ago, when our laws were drafted, you didn't think of people going out and shooting up nightclubs or churches or elementary schools. I mean, that was just not a thing that you prepared for. But it's a different kind of world now.
A pair of prominent Republicans with close connections to Governor Bruce Rauner have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill, along with a couple dozen Democrats. But they're all from Chicago in the surrounding area where this is a palatable, even lauded idea. The political reality is different downstate. Gun measures, like one that would keep a gun from anyone on the terrorism watch list, have stalled at the federal level. I'm Amanda Vinicky.